and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, last week, local film La Luna captivated audiences and critics with its compelling storytelling and performances. However, despite the rave reviews and word of mouth hype, something perplexing occurred in its second week of screening. Only 14 cinemas continued to screen the film from 92 in its first week. Now, Malaysia has in place Scheme Wajib Tayang, which is a policy that grants most local films guaranteed national cinematic release within the first 14 days, well, 14 consecutive days. Now, the question is whether that policy is hitting the mark when it comes to boosting the visibility of local films in the cinemas. Joining me on the show today is Nur Azam Shairi, who is Deputy Chairperson of FINAS, which is the Central Government Agency for the Local Film Industry. He's also the chair of the Wajib Tayang scheme. Azam, thank you for being on the show with me today.
Thank you.
Good of you to join me to talk about this pressing issue. I think before we get into the example of the La Luna screenings, I hope you can begin our conversation with explaining what Wajib Tayang entails. So for those of us who are not industry insiders, what does Wajib Tayang mean and why did it come about?
Wajib Tayang was introduced in January 1991, 10 years after FINAS was established. I think we need to understand the history and context of FINAS. It was established at the time when Malaysian cinema was just about to have a new life again, right? There was second half of the 70s. FINAS was set up in 1981. Then 10 years later, we have Wajib Tayang. Wajib Tayang, the regulation Wajib Tayang was amended in 2005. Until then, we have not reviewed the regulations. Actually, we had a review about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. So the current requirements was set in 2005 and is maintained until today. So tell me about the requirements.
It's a sort of protectionist policy. A producer or a distributor apply for Wajib Tayang.
Okay.
The firm, if the Jawatan Kuasa or the committee agree for the firm to be put under Wajib Tayang, it will be issued a letter stating the number of screens, the number of cinemas, and the location of the cinemas for it to be screened. Then the firm, the exhibitor or the cinema, has to screen the firm for 14 days.
Right.
That's according to regulation, but with exceptions.
Okay.
Some exceptions. The exceptions are, if the exhibitor has the discretion to reduce, to move the firm from the biggest hall to the smaller hall.
Okay, so the screening has to be at the biggest hall.
Screening
first.
Has to be at the biggest hall for 14 days,
okay.
Consecutive 14 days.
Okay.
Right? But there are exceptions. If the number of audience is less than 30% during the first 30% of the total number of seats during the first 4 days of screening, I mean Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The firm normally opens on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After Sunday or on Sunday, it doesn't get 30%. Of total number of audience, of total number of seats.
Okay, for the entire cinema.
Yeah,
okay.
Entire cinema. Then they can move the firm to the smaller hall. Or there's another exception. If the number of audience is less than 15%,
okay,
after the first 3 days.
Oh.
Right? So it's either 15% of the first 3 days or 30% after 4 days.
So these exceptions are meant to protect cinemas from sustained losses.
Yes.
Okay, before we get into the exceptions, because I think that's where...
May I explain?
Yeah. More?
The biggest hall is normally, I think now we have capacity between 200 to 300.
Oh.
And the smaller hall would be around 80 to 90 seats. So, for example, we have JSC Mid Valley, for example, with 21 screens.
That's a lot.
Yes, that's the biggest number.
I didn't realize it can
that's
go
the
up
biggest
to the
number,
hundreds.
Yes, that's the biggest number of hall in Malaysia.
Okay, all right. Before we get into that, can I ask you the intention of Skim Wajib Tayang? Because that's important, right? Why was it incepted in the first place? Why why the need for Skim Wajib Tayang?
In short, basically, it is to protect the local firms from the foreign in competition with foreign cinema, foreign firms. We allow imports, and our firms, with little budget, especially in for production and also for marketing, we are not capable to compete with the foreign firms,
so,
especially from Hollywood.
So yeah, so you're comparing a Hollywood blockbuster marketing budget
with
a local Malaysian marketing budget.
Yes.
So to give local films a fighting chance in the cinema.
Yes.
I gotcha. All right. So now the question is the limitations of the scheme, because it comes with, as you said, all these exceptions, right? And the exceptions are where we find loopholes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. How do you think, how does FINAS perceive cinemas and exhibitors, their response to Skim Wajib Tayang?
I think we need to understand the demography of the cinema at large in the country. We started with single building cinema, right? We used to have
Like Rex, so.
Rex, KT, Odeon, Coliseum, and then in the 90s we have Cineplex, right? So GSC Mid Valley, as I mentioned, with 21 screens, TGV KLCC with 12 screens, for example, right? But still, we still have single screen in small towns.
Mm.
In Rawang, for example, there's a cinema with one screen, right? Although some small town has no cinema at all. And some states, Perlis and Kelantan, have no cinemas. Mm. So, Skim Wajib Tayang applies basically for all cinemas, right? The provision is like jacket fits all, but it cannot be a jacket that fits all,
okay,
right? There need to be some flexibility. We can apply to the largest chain, but not to the single cinema, right? So we also have like small chain, the independent cinema with 3 or 4 screens in Sabah, in some small towns in Semenanjung. So basically, what we have now is not the protection on the quality. It is a protection on the number of screenings, right? It's not a guarantee of quality.
Quality.
Right? So normally we will see in practical or in reality, it's only for 3 or 4 days.
So there are screening cutbacks after the first three or four days.
So the committee sets the number of cinemas and the location of cinemas. We also set the number of screening for the day. For example, it must be screened 4 shows on weekdays and 5 shows on weekend. So normally we would see, for example, at least for the first 3 days, we should have 13 shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So some movies, after 3 days, they don't get that 15% capacity of audience.
Are there? So it's some movies.
Some movies. So
are there movies that have?
Yes.
I think the 14-day run.
When we talk about wajib tayang, or we will always see wajib tayang in the media when the film fail at the box office.
Okay.
Right? When there's no audience for the film.
Okay.
Yeah. But we don't see, for example, stories on wajib tayang for Imaginur, for example.
So did Imaginur get 14 days of full screening?
Yes. Okay. Imaginur started with 45 cinemas under wajib tayang.
Okay.
It ended up its run after 63 days.
Right.
With almost 80 cinemas.
That's a wonderful statistic.
So it's not a reduction, but it's an increase.
So I have to ask you then, do you think cinemas are acting in good faith with the wajib tayang screen? Are they abusing the exceptions that FINAS has laid out under the scheme wajib tayang?
I don't see there's an abuse until there's a proper investigation or data on it. Whatever we have, complaints or complaints on wajib tayang is always speculation.
Okay. Right? Does FINAS do investigations? Does FINAS go and
check?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, for some titles recently, I mean, I can mention Pagari Bulan, for example, La Luna. I personally and some of the officers monitor reports. We do get reports. The enforcement unit went to visit the cinema, get the reports. Some reports are not true.
Okay.
Some are, yes. It's difficult to please
everyone.
Okay. Right? There are reports about screening at odd times, right? But there are also other people who came for that show, for example. There are complaints about screening at 7 p.m., for example.
Is FINAS talking to cinemas and distributors and exhibitors about this to understand why it is that there is this perception that local films are not being screened at prime times or times where people want to go and watch it versus, you know, what the cinemas say that they are screening?
Yes. I want to continue where I stopped earlier. There are films that cinema screen at 7, right? And there was complaints. It's Maghrib prayer. Mm. Then they move to after 7, 7:30 or 8. But for that particular title, there was no audience at any time.
Oh. Okay.
Right? So it's difficult for us to just take one complaint and review the policy and punish the whole system.
Right.
The whole players, the producers, the cinemas. I mean, we have to look at it
Understand. You have to look at it holistically. Yes.
Right. We have to understand the situation. There are a lot of factors which cause the audience not coming to the cinema. There are a lot of factors, right? Long weekend breaks, for example. People go out of the city or people tend to do other things. Situation like now, right? What happened internationally in Palestine, in Gaza, affect
the local sentiment.
Local
right?
sentiment.
Yeah. Yeah. For,
I mean, we saw this. Yeah, yeah. We saw this not just at cinemas, but also
elsewhere
in some other programs.
Also, also viewing habits have changed, right?
With
on-demand streaming services.
So it's competition for eyeballs, basically. TV show like this, for example, we are competing for the same eyeball.
Okay.
Right? So not just with foreign firms, but also the streaming, right? But at the end of the day, a good film will attract people.
So are you saying that at the end of the day, it all boils down to the consumer, right? The consumer demand. If there are bums on seats, then cinemas will screen it.
So there's a question. Can we force people to come to cinema?
Okay. So how do we think about filmmakers and film industry players asking or hoping for longer scheme wajib tayang? They're saying, well, actually, what we need is more help, more protection. How do you make sense of that?
Yes, I understand. I understand where they're coming from. I understand the concern. I understand the need, their request for 14 days. But what about the cinema? I mean, we need to find a middle ground that would not jeopardize the cinema, but also will help the local producer and distributor and filmmaker. We need to find a middle ground.
Okay, all right.
How can we prolong the screening for 14 days when there are no audience? If we look at the data, there are no audience for some titles. I'm not saying for all titles, but some titles, there are no audience. It's good for, maybe, I don't know. We are looking at number of possibilities. Do we want to dedicate a special cinema for local film? Maybe.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, halls or screen that only screen local film. So you can come, for example, it's a sort of national cinema, right? You can find whatever title, local title you want to watch any time of the year, for example. It will only screen locals. But we need to talk to the to the exhibitors, to the cinema. That's one idea. We are also looking at at the quality, managing the quality before they go to wajib tayang.
Okay, so choosing the right films for
choosing the right film for wajib tayang. Not all can get wajib tayang.
So I'm very intrigued by the fact that the requirements were made in 2005, right? And it's a very different world in 2023. How does Finas think about that? These types of protectionist policies serving the evolving needs of the local film industry and the local cinema-going audience and the exhibitors, right? When we think about how things have changed over the years, is Finas also keeping up to date and evolving alongside?
Yes, we are looking into that. We are not the only country in the world which has this kind of protectionist policy.
Okay, other countries as well.
Yes, but it comes in various forms. It comes in the form of tax and levy.
Okay.
It comes in the form of screen quota. For example, South Korea, right? The screen quota in South Korea started in late 1960s, right?
Wow.
We have to remember that was before we have this free trade agreement. That's another area.
Yeah.
Right?
It touches all areas.
Yeah, that's another area. So in 2008, or starting from 2005, 2006, South Korea had a discussion or negotiation with the United States. So from 146 screen, 146 screening, they reduced to half. It becomes 146, it become 70 something, right?
Screenings for foreign films?
For local films. The cinema has, not just the cinema, the screen is based on screen. It's one screen.
Right.
Right? That screen must show local film 70 days, 4 days. It's according to 146 days become 78 days, I think.
Okay. So, in thinking about South Korea as an example for the protectionist policy of their film industry, you can see the payoff now. Look at the South Korean film industry now.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's not just that. There are other policy that must be in place.
For it to work.
For it to work. Right?
For instance?
The development of audience. Right? You need to develop the audience. And also the funding for films. Right? We need to have the corporate. It's everybody's business. So not just finance, not just government, but the corporate sector should come and invest in film. We need to upskill the filmmakers, the producers.
Can I just pull on one thread that you've laid out for me? Development of audience.
Yeah.
Where would you begin?
I would say the film club. Right? At this moment, we have independent film clubs all over the country. Number of clubs in KL, for example. One active club in around Shah Alam. We have one in Kuantan, in Johor, in JB, in Malacca. There was a film event last weekend in JB. There's a screening of films in Central Market every weekend.
So what do these film clubs do to make conducive audiences? Is it to encourage audiences?
Yeah. It exposed the audience to good films, right? It encouraged film literacy. For example, it's not just screening, but discussion post-screening. So when our audience have a good taste, I would say, then they will demand from the filmmaker to produce this kind of films. For example, we say that it's a good film, but to the majority of the audience, they can't appreciate that kind of film because they're not exposed to this kind of film, for example. There are a lot of things. It's not very simple like this. But we need to build the audience.
So to build the appreciation local films.
Yes, the film club, we need to support the existing film club, and we are trying to support. And also, I remember during my school days, there's a film club in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. we had screening every Friday nights.
And then you would critique the
yes.
film after that.
Yes. So that's how we build up the audience. right?
I think there's a lot more to discuss, but unfortunately we've run out of time as
on
the show.
Okay.
So I want to thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight and giving us a glimpse of how Scheme Wajib Tayang works. So the next time we look at screenings, I think we have a deeper appreciation for the mechanisms that go behind it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night.